Vav for Tesum Beis. A little bit less than halfway down the page. Amar Rabba. So Shliach Beretz Yisrael Oisa Kama Shluchim. And so there could be the first shliach can make a second shliach, a second shliach can make a third shliach. And there's no need to do a process of bezin. It can be done shliach to shliach. Amar Rav Ashi, imeis harishon batlu kulon. The pshat is that the second shliach is the shliach of the first shliach. Just like when the baal sends a shliach, when the baal dies, the shliach is his batel. So similarly, when the rishon dies, so they're batel. Okay. So then the Mor says that Amar Marba Rav Ashi Hoda Abba the Katnusahi. That's what he said when he was younger. But really, later on, he did not accept that point. And why? Elon makes a Baal midi Mashasha Isbahu. The real issue is if the husband would die, obviously that would be irrelevant, which means that the Rishon does not have an independent koyach, that you should look at the Sheni as a shliach of the Rishon. Because if the Rishon would have an independent koyach, that you could look at the Sheni as a shliach of the Rishon, if the husband would die, would make a difference, because the Rishon has his own koyach. But that's not true. So therefore, what do we see? Kulo mikayach man ka'asu, mikayach baal ka'asu. And therefore, isay labal, isno lekulu, lesa labal, lesno lekulu. So therefore, the only person that's really dependent upon is the Baal. And the fact that the Sheikh Rishon dies doesn't affect other shluchim, because they're not shluchim of the first shliach, they're shluchim of the Baal. Okay. How gava the shuttle they get to the dvesu? There was a person sending a shliach to his wife to give the get. I'm a shliach. Lo yidana lo. I do not know. I don't know who she is. I'm a late. Azil yoy vela abba bar minyami. Okay, so you know what? Let's say they went from Surah to Pupadisa. The other way around. So there's a person in that city, Pupadisa, that his name is Abba Bar Minyami. The Il Yadullah, he knows who she is. So you take the get and give it. Travel from here to there, give it to him. He should go and give it to her. So also, so he couldn't find Abba Bar Minyami. But Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, Yosef Rav Safra Gabayo. So he found these three Tamei Chachamim, Rav Avoh, Rav Chanina Bar Papa, and Rav Yitzchak Nafka, sitting together, and then Rav Safra was also there. They said, the Bezin said to him, Moshe Miloch Milcho Kami Didon, give over your shlichus, give over your testimony but to us as a Beis Din, that this is what you've been appointed to do. When we find Abba Binyami, we will give it to him. And he will then go give it to her. So, as a Beis Din, they would take over the responsibility of getting the get to Abba Binyami, who would then give it to her to divorce. So that was the story. Samuel Rav Safra, so Rav Safra, who's also there, questioned what they were doing, questioned them and what they were doing. And he says, the first shliach wasn't made a shliach to divorce. He was made a shliach to give it to our Rebbe Binyami. So, if he had been the shliach to divorce, so the same way he could appoint another shliach to divorce, he could sort of put, authorize the Beis Din to become his shliach to do the next step. But he wasn't a shliach for Gerishin. So he was a shliach to deliver it. So he cannot appoint them with the power to give it over to somebody else. So the Morris, it says, Iksifu, they were embarrassed, which means they accepted the point that Rav Safra argued. Amar Rava, so Rava then says, Kafkino Rav Safra, Latosa Rabbanan Smuchi. Rabbi said that Rav Safra has literally cut off the legs. He left him without a leg to stand on. And what they were doing. Then Rav Ashi came along and said, I don't get it. But my kav chino. So, because mi kamer le abba bar minyami v'loy at. He never said that you can't give it. It was pointing, you don't know who she is. So I'm pointing to a shliach for Gerishin. But if you find out along the way who she is, so you give it. She is a shliach for Gerishin. And he was just giving him a marabakim. If you need help, Abba Binyami is a person who can help you. Okay, that's version one number one. Ika the Amri, that it's all the way around. Omer Rava, Kafkino Rav Safra, Latosa Rabbanan Sumuchi Bitausa. So even though Rabbi Vo, Rabbi Chanina, Rav Papa, and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka accepted Rav Safra's taina, he was wrong. It was a mistake what he said. It's mistaken what he said. Because he did have the power to appoint the Beis Din to appoint Abba Bar Minyami. Okay. And in this version, Rav Ashi is going to come and argue to support Rav Safra. Amar Rav Ashi might to Usa. No, Rav Safra's argument was correct because my ka'amrle. What did he mean when he said Abba Bar Minyami v'loyat? He meant that it should be, now that he said he can't do it. He said fine. So you're not appointed to be a shliach. It does sound from the Gemara, though, that if you would find Rabbi Binyamin, give Rabbi Binyamin the get, that would be fine. Yeah. The only issue is, now that he can't find Rabbi Binyamin, does he have the power to point somebody else to point to Rabbi Binyamin? So if his whole shiras was to appoint give the get to Rabbi Binyamin, so that was his whole shiras, so then he can't give it over to somebody else. Okay, Zuck Rashi, we're holding a Rashi, we did the first two Rashis, we're holding the third Rashi on the Gemara, Oysa Kama Shluchin. So in Eretz Yisrael, you can do multiple Shluchin, Rishon L'Sheni, Rishon L'Shlishi, Mechein L'Olam, one after another they can make Shliach. Main tzarich bezin, you don't need bezin for any of them. Hoyle v'ein rishon tzarich lemer b'fanin hechtav rachanami ein tzarich lemer shlich bezin oni. So this mishnah that you have to shlich bezin oni is only in Eretz in the bringing get from chutz l'aretz. And the more it said, but that what you're saying, that's true. That Rav Ashi said, but if the Mesa Rishon, but the Mesa Rishon actually Higia get the Yadav. If the first Shliach, who appointed the second Shliach, who appointed the third Shliach, etc., the first Shliach would die, but the Kulan, Summer Mikachabo, all of the Shliach, Oyster Shliach, means the second Shliach is the Shliach of the first Shliach, not the first Shliach of the Baal. So then Mar Bar Rashi said, the Kanusa, the Kanusa Omer Avi Shmuzu, he said this when he was young, but Shiesh Lahashi, it's questionable, literally. Okay. So then the Mor said, the main issue is being told in the Baal. More about a story that the sheikh said, "Lo yidan lo any makir. I don't know who she is." He said, "No problem. Give it to Rabbi Binyamin, who will then give it to her." Where it brings a story that we had these three Amoraim sitting there. So the best, they three told, and they couldn't have Rabbi Binyamin. He said, "No problem." Mr. Miloch, come on. Amar divrei shlichuscha b'fenenu. Say over your shlichus. Say lano baget. V'amar b'fenenet v'fenenechta. V'anu nimsarnu nimsarenu loy. V'yishliach bezin. We'll give it over. Okay, so Hilalav Malkam Balkoi Lemushri Yidat Yachar. So they don't. He wasn't a shliach for Gerushin, but he has a right to then turn around and give over the koyach of Gerushin to this Bezdin, who will then appoint Abraham Ben Binyamin a shliach. So that's Rav Safra's question. So Rava said that Kafchinu cut the raglayim. Literally means he cut off their legs. Shlo yimsu raglayim ledivrehim. Their idea has nothing to stand on. More so than he said, my kafchusa. I don't see the question over here. Haloi ena chashuva tshuva. I don't see the time of why. The me Amarle Baal Abra Minyami Yigarshena Baloyatsa. He didn't say that the Shtiach can't do it. He have a high Yadala if he would, the Shtiach would know who she is. He told him to do it. Originally, his original shtichus was to give it to her. Okay, the word Lashon Kippur is the tzanzir shemakatzoi milamata. You cut out from underneath. Ikadami the Rabba Amr Shena Tshuva Ela Batos Kapcham. That Rav Safra's argument was wrong. Amr Vashi Maitusa. Rashi said no, that Rav Safra was right. Shaper Kavchino. My Kamalei Baal. Because now, what did the Baal say? Abba Rav Yomi Yoshen Abba Loyatza. Marcha Shein Chum Akira. Now that you've told me you don't know who she is, who Yehei Shliach Mehatza. Velavat. Okay. Belisha Kamer Gassin and me, Amalei. Belisha Basa Gassin and my Kamalei. Right, the first version is saying he was saying, did he say not you? The second Lashon is saying, what did he mean to say? Not you? So that's the change in the gears. So Rashi throws in the case over here was that that there's a din of farinata farinachtam because from Medina to Medina in Chutzlar it's you need to say farinata farinachtam. If so, the second shliach has to be shliach of the first shliach has to say farinata farinachtam in Bezdin. So really, there's two issues over here. One is the same farinata farinachtam. One is that he's appointing them as the Bezdin to appoint Avraham Rabbi Binyamin as a Shliach. The passage, the whole flow of the Gemara as regards to the second issue. Since he wasn't a Shliach Legerishin, can he then appoint the Bezdin Shluchim, who can then appoint Avraham Rabbi Binyamin Shluchim, or not? That's the Mora Shachamatarya. But the Farinata Farinachtam issue was a separate issue. That, you know, the more it wasn't, Rashi doesn't throw it in.
What?
Because the Maisa we hold them from Medina to Medina in Chutz Laretz, you do say Farinata Farinachtam, so just in the Pshat. I was first thinking that the reason why Rashi throws it in is because why do you need a Bezdin? You know, so you don't need a Bezdin, only in Chutz Laretz you need a Bezdin because you have to say Farinata Farinachtam. But the Gemara says that he found these three Amoroyim. It didn't sound like he went to them as a Bezdin for that purpose. Which indicate that the Redafka needed a Farinata Farinachtam. But then they did say, Mesar Miloch Kamadidon. Because when Avraham Yomi comes, we'll give it to him, and he'll give it to her. Right. And Rashi says, "Emor direi shnichusu b'faneinu." V'sein lanu. So the words "mishar milach kamon" could refer to not the farinachtam, but could refer to the shlichus. Say, give us over the information of your shlichus. So now we by doing so, you're authorizing us to appoint Avraham Rabbi Binyamin as shliach. And Rashi doesn't also say b'fanei b'fanei. So in the Gemara alone, I don't see that it's any hechrik, any line of the Gemara that you need that he dafka gathered a bezin and they said to him simply tell us b'fanei b'fanei. That's not Rashi. Not learning that in the Gemara. So then b'fanei b'fanei is just happened to be. Well, the story was from Medina to Medina, Chutz Laretz. So, Rava said the problem is because they ain't eating Mishrim Lekaimoy. So in Chutzlor, it's that in one Medina, the Chur, they shouldn't have to say. Then the Morris, it comes out that, so I don't know. The Morris is according to the Rabba, you would have to say. In Babel, generally, they knew the Shema, you wouldn't have to. We're cautious that Shema, the actual number of the Surah, and therefore, they should say in Babel. But going, it's over here. Rabba, it wasn't one of the ones who said to say these words, but Rabba is like sort of accepting the story. If the story was specifically about Farinatam, it wouldn't fit. Okay. I don't know. The Gemara, how Gabri the Shuttle they get to the Dvesu, back in the Gemara. About 9 lines up. Or more than that. 10 lines up. How garb the shuttle get to the dvesu? Amal the sheikh lo teisve nihalo atosin yomin. Okay, you report the sheikh to give it to her. Hold on to the gift do not give it to her before 30 days. So if you get to that place before 30 days, I want you to wait till after 30 days to give it to her. Yes, this is great place in Yemen. Now, he became, the shliach became unwell or whatever the onus was, and he couldn't wait till the end of 30 days to give it to her. Either he couldn't travel, he couldn't wait 30 days to travel, he couldn't stick around, whatever the scenario. So what's the date? Ask him at the Rabba. So I'm a Rabba, call a name, a time of my Mishum, the Onasu, Hainami Onasu. The same way the Mishum said in the case of Chola, he could make we are going to allow him to make another Shliach. So over here also, if he has a different ordinance, wherever the ordinance was, we were going to allow him to make another shliach. So Rava said to this shliach, Maser Miloch Kami Didon. So Rava means Rava in his bezdin, says, give over your words to us. And then at the end of the 30 days we'll make a shliach and give it to her, and the sheikh will give it to her. So we had the conversation which we had before. He was not been authorized to give the get at this point in time, and therefore we have to be concerned that during the time frame in between something happens to the husband and the wife, and maybe the husband is no longer interested in gerishin. He's not authorized to give the get yet, so how can you make a shliach? So the first question was, is he considered a shliach? He has the power to appoint another shliach. The answer is yes, because his shliach is to take effect at a certain point in time. But he's a shliach already. He has the power of a shliach already now. Then the Mor asked the question, a side issue. Well, like the Shema Pius, let's be concerned that maybe the husband and why would the shliach be allowed to give, even the shliach be allowed to give it, maybe they work things out during the 30 days. Okay.
Why is that a general issue?
Yeah. Pasha should be general issue with the shliach. Okay. It sounds like from the case. Oh, sorry. It sounds like from the case that they were in the same place, so there's a possibility of them getting together.
What?
It wasn't from to a different city or a different place. Yeah. Fine. So the more Milo Tanan. So Miach Shabbat Milabosi Mikan Bajud Beis Chodesh. He given his wife a get that should take effect Miach Shav. With a tenai of Yud Beis Chodesh, umeis b'sach Yud Beis Chodesh, raise a get. So that the Mishnah says like that. But v'avinan, but we ask on that Mishnah, v'necha shem apayis. So maybe he came back during those 12 months, and they were in Ispayas. So we see a question for that possibility. So the Mora says that Haki Amar Vamar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. So Rabba Huna answered on that question on the Mishnah that Haki Amar Abba Mori Mishmei the Rab. So Rav Huna, Rabba Bar Rav Huna, saying, my father Avi Mori, right? My father Rav Huna said in the name of Rav. But Omer Nemenes Alai Loimer Shalabasi. He made a declaration that he's giving them honest to the woman to claim he had not come back. You're right, had he come back and been with her, we're Kreshe Shem Pius. But if she claims in Bezdin that it didn't come back, she's believed. So therefore she's saying he didn't come back. He gave her an emunah on that point. So we're not cautious for the possibility. So, but over here, we see there's a chashash of a pious, and we don't have that answer. So where it says, if the rabbi was embarrassed, the subject of Milton Darusa Havoy, and that it was inspired that the story took place with a woman who was an Arusa. Amarava, Amar Ben Asua, Yerba Arusa. This chashash of a pious, which you're asking, even if we would say it by an Asua, there's no reason to say we'd say it by an Arusa. By Nesua, the concern is that maybe they were together and in an intimate way, etc., and they worked it out. Whereas in Arusa, which he can't be together with her, in the Suas, they already have a stronger bond, etc. We're not questioning him a pious by case of an Arusa. Amarava, how vade can be boyalon? Kimashi shliach bezdin shliach Befonav or shlo befonav. Harder pasture, which pain befonav, ben shlo befonav, shalcham in tamon, ben befonav, ben shlo befonav. So when the bezin makes a shliach, in the case over here in the Mishnah, which says that he goes to the bezin, and so we have a girsa in the Mishnah of Oysa Shliach Bibazdin. There's a girsa in the Tzaddik that says Oysa Bazdin, Oysa Bazdin, Umashalchoi, and they send it. So does the Bezdin have to have both shluchim there that Bezdin's koyach to make a shliach for the next person is only limited to the case where the shliach is there or not? Some more said, no, that's not, there's no need to have him there. Yeah. So Krashi. Is this shliach be goy tlosin during the 30 day? Within the 30 day period, the shliach be had an onus. Shal yuko leilach acher shloshim. Rashi doesn't think he hadn't went yet.
Since they don't have to say anything,
so he said he wanted to make a shliach to represent him. So Rabbi said, give over your words here to the Bezdin, and we'll appoint somebody at the end of the 30 days. So they asked him, he's not a shliach for Gerishin yet. He's not 30 days aren't up yet. So the more said, that's not a problem. Maybe the husband went to where she was. When he's yachidimo, upayisa, they had privacy together, and they were able to be appeased. Ubal, how we get yashin? So she go into the dinner and get yashin. So the more it says, we have the Mishnah says, "Me'achshim l'bosiyah mekadosh yibeschadish." The more I ask them that Shemapayis, lechash Shemapayis b'serach yibeschadish. She shows harbor lover. There's a lot of time in there to create such a possibility. The member Omer Habal Shliach Kadmani Kvar Gia Get LeYada Akher Nafshim Yisveka. So the more said, the Kashash over here is that maybe the husband returned from Medina Sayyam and was with her, and they worked it out. So when he says the Shliach Stama Shliach from Medina Sayyam, who can give it right away, the husband's not going to try and run after it because the shliach's going to get there first and it'll be too late. But over here, he knows he has 12 months, so maybe he might decide to travel during the 12 months to try and work things out. Meanwhile, the shliach doesn't know about that. He comes at the end of the 12 months to give it to her. So the second case, he's coming back and not coming back was not irrelevant, but the issue was just that you have to wait 12 months. So maybe during 12 months they worked it out. Okay. Because they know. They can take so therefore, that he said the case was the menasalai. But I remember if they bezed in b'shoa shemosr l'shliach, rehi the menasalai kamei edim l'olam ima arer loymer get yoshenu rehi mamina leymer shaloi bossi b'segas mana etzlo. Rekivan the Mikora Hemna Sulam Hemin La'ar. So, a general issue of there's a concept called nemonis. A person can say nemonis. The person can put into the original transaction, interaction, that I'm not naming this to say claim X against the validity of the star, whatever it is. And that's something which we can prove was that he said he can't retract it. Because it's a hadas b'din and bezdin that this is not true. So he can't come out later on and say, well, this is true. So he loses that kayak of error. So over here, the era is that maybe there's something wrong with the get, specifically that they were together after the get, which is the get yashan. So the Baal is not believed to say that because he's saying, I'm giving over it in front of Besdin, and the mon is to her that she's believed to say that I didn't come. So, but what's to do with us? We're asking maybe pious. So, we're not going to get up and start questioning this possibility. Fine. Alma is a grashy time of the Omer Haki. So, the only reason why it works is because the husband said this. I'll hide the loy Omer Haki. But over here, if the husband has not said that, so later, let's be pious, you may be pious. Rabbi said, "Imam Rabbi Nesua, Shachaviva Allah, Makash Alafaisa." He feels stronger feelings towards her, and he would want to mumify her. So, Rechash the possibility. Kimash Bez and Shliach, me boy before of the Shliach Kama, I feel a Shliach before it. So is this appointment that the Shliach, that the Bezin is making for the second Shliach, does that require the first Shliach to be there? And therefore, this case, when it's relevant in this case, he needs to leave. So does the Bezin need to appoint the Shliach? Bezin says, you know, you can't deliver until 30 days from now. Why should we run to make a shliach now? We'll make a shliach then, let him give it then. Or no, we need to make the shliach now because the shliach kama has to be there. Somar came out and said that no, that there's no requirement for the shliach kama to be there. So there's two issues why he goes to Bezin. Why don't you go to Bezin? It's because of the funny that funny nechtam. Which obviously that's not we don't need Sheikh Sheni for that. He has to be made. Then Bezin has the point, and we say that we give them money that when he claims Sheikh Bezin and we see the Bezin did it right. So I don't need the Sheikh Sheni there. But then there's the other issue over here that he's giving over to the Bezin the Shlichus. Now, see, if we give over the Bezin the Shlichus, the divorcer. And then they appoint a shliach to divorce her. So then it would be a simple din of a shliach, a shliach, a shliach. So when the sheni makes a shlishi, he doesn't need the rishon there. But if he never gave over the bezdin shlichus for gerushin, all he gave over to the bezdin was a shlichus to make a shliach for gerushin. Right, so that's the more is grappling with it. Maybe you can't make a shliach. That his whole shliach is to make a shliach for gerushin. So the only way it really works is because if he's present, so then what's happening is we look at even the Bezin's talking that it's as if he's appointing the shliach. He's obviously agreeing to what's happening, so that indicates he's appointing the shliach. he being the Shteich Rishon. Right. We spoke about yesterday. Right. So that's what we'll talk about later on. But so that's on the end of the paragraph over there in some of them days. I'm remembering a discussion. And that's it over there. The case over there was no get written yet. And the shlichus was go tell the cipher and to write in the Adam's design. So he's a shliach lechatchila on his shlichus is to make a shliach. The cipher is a shlichus of the Baal. The Adam are shlichim of the Baal. And his job is to appoint a cipher and Adam. So it's armor imru. He tells to the shliach that you should say to so and so. So that's the machlokes over here where that works. The case for the getting ready exists. He tells the person, go tell so and so to be a shliach. Could be that works. Based on the circuit, I don't remember the details. Could be that works. It's a vague recollection of that hillock over there. Right, but they're saying the I'm not sure the Gemara if it means that he can't make the Bez and a Sheikh for that, or that he isn't making the Bez and a Sheikh for that. Pashas, the first one would be make more much sense as an argument if you required that you dafka Bezdin because they can't do it. You dafka need him there in Bezdin because they can't take over the job for him. If that makes sense. If they didn't take over the job for him, so fine to tell him to take over the job for him. But it's not a compelling. It's not mukhrach. I'm not sure. My assumption would be that that's how the Gemara, the more that's how I would say you need dafka b'fonav, is because the kayach of a shliach to make a shliach, the shliach's kayach is to make a shliach. The shliach doesn't have a kayach to make a shliach to make a shliach. The chiddush of the parsha of a shliach as a shliach is that a person can give over his kayach of shliach to somebody else. Here he's not doing that. He's appointing a shliach to make a shliach for him. Some verses says that you can't do. Sifan Sufana, we say there's an implicit statement in his presence that he's making the shliach. Even if it's not explicit, but it's implicit. But the verse says, you don't need that. That's not true. I mean, he wasn't making them shluchim for Gerishin, that they could then turn around and be Mamana Shliach for Gerishin. So that'd be my assumption that's Pshat in the Gemara. Okay.